Well, the administration and actually Chrysler Corporation announced today that they've reached an agreement to keep Chrysler being a viable U.S. domestic automaker. While true that Chrysler is going to go in with Fiat, and Fiat's going to put forth some money, Fiat will own about 20% of Chrysler initially, and can actually move up to about 35%, provided they pay off some Chrysler's notes and money back to the government. But it's really a pretty good deal. Pretty good in this way. There will be a limited bankruptcy because the hedge fund owners refuse to really take or accept some losses here on Chrysler to restructure their debt. So there is going to be a limited bankruptcy. But in the meantime, during this limited bankruptcy, Chrysler employees will keep working, retirees will still get their paychecks, suppliers will be paid. The government is actually going to be moving about $6 billion to Chrysler. The other interesting point was Canadian auto workers also made concessions for Chrysler, and the Canadian government actually put in about $3 billion. So I think what is really interesting, everybody is working hard, whether you're the Canadian government, the Canadian auto workers, U.S. auto workers, UAW, the U.S. banks, and a lot of creditors really step forward to try to make this deal work. Chrysler and Fiat are expected to bring in a new line of vehicle and a new engine. And in this new engine, with this new engine, cars should get about 40 miles per gallon. That vehicle and that engine will be built here in the United States. So that's good news for U.S. auto workers. We move on now we have about another 30 days to work things out with General Motors. And I think this agreement that we've seen here with Chrysler is going to be sort of model that I think the government and creditors, everybody will use now in dealing with General Motors. So it sort of bodes well for General Motors that hopefully something will be worked out along the same lines of Chrysler. You may see some limited bankruptcies part of it, but the good news is auto workers keep working, suppliers are being paid, retirees will still get a pension. So I'm pleased we've gone this far on this point in the hedge funds. I know there's still some pitfalls in this whole deal, but I think overall it's a pretty good deal for Chrysler. I do have some concerns. I want to see the concessions the auto workers had to take, but overall I'm pretty pleased. And what it really signals is everybody's working hard to keep a viable manufacturing base in this country and a viable U.S. domestic auto industry.